Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 8th day of January. Typically, we have Jimmy Gisling with us both hours, but Jimmy had to run off for a medical procedure, so he's not with us. But just a quick reminder, Jimmy's website is DesertEagleShooters.com. That's DesertEagleShooters.com. Our proper tip of the day is to please consider getting yourself a Maytag. I mentioned Maytag because it's highly likely you can still get spare parts for Maytag Ringer washers. They made them for decades. They're high quality, they get the job done, and they don't need hot and cold running water under 40 pounds pressure. In fact, there's not even a place to hook up hot and cold running water under 40 pounds pressure with a Maytag Ringer washer. I remember my paternal grandmother had one down in the basement, and I was a boy. I lived with her for about a year when I was 3 years old, and I would do the best I could as a three-year-old to help, which wasn't very much, I'm sure. But that was one day a week she did laundry for the family there in St. Louis with her Maytag rear washer. Gentlemen, if you want to be a hero for the women, because the women are the ones most likely to be taking on the burden of a family laundry, get one or two. They're not terribly expensive. You want to get two of them so you got some spare parts. Maytag rear washers, they will really get the job done. And there are ways, by the way, to hook up a bicycle to make one operate if you can't figure out how to get electricity. A bicycle will make a Maytag rear washer work perfectly. Just sit there and bicycle, and the agitator goes back and forth and gets the laundry clean. Okay, this is Firearms Monday. We take your questions, calls, and comments. Anything related to firearms, rifles, shotguns, pistols, firearms laws, training, ammunition, optics, the gun culture, all those things are on the table. I was reading this morning an article about the new Remington TAC-14, STAC, Tango Alpha Charlie, TAC-14 Remington pump shotgun. It's amazing. It's kind of funny. The first half hour, Jimmy and I were talking about firearms laws. They first required the registration of sawed-off shotguns in the mid-1930s. And it took from then until just this past year, it took them being the firearms manufacturers, that long to figure out how to manufacture and sell shotguns with a barrel less than 18 inches long that did not require any federal paperwork or a $200 transfer tax. It took that long, all those decades. But they finally figured it out. And now, as of a few months back, I believe it was 6 or 7 months ago, both Remington and Mossberg have introduced pump shotguns, 12-gauge and 20-gauge both, with a 14-inch barrel that you can buy just like a regular shotgun with no federal paperwork and no $200 transfer tax. I've had a number of bodyguard assignments in my time, and it would be a great firearm to have on a executive protection detail. A lot of power in a compact package, not easily concealed, but concealable, depending on clothing and the circumstances, it would be concealable. So for executive protection, I could see a definite place for one member of the team to have one of these Mossberg or Remington shotguns with a 14-inch barrel. I believe the Mossberg has a one round more capacity than the Remington, if I recall correctly. But people get caught up in magazine capacity on these shotguns. They don't know how they're used in combat. And I'll give a quick description of how a pump shotgun with a tubular magazine is used in combat. Now, they're also making pump shotguns with box magazine fed as well, which are going to be a bit more difficult to deal with in terms of concealability. But here's with a regular tubular magazine. It's like this. You're in combat. You go shoot, shoot, load, load, shoot, shoot, load, load, as opposed to expending all your ammunition and trying to reload all at once. That's how it's done. An executive protection or in an active shooter situation, it's going to be very dynamic. You're going to be typically moving, seeking cover, shooting at the active shooter, the bad guy, and moving to a different location, taking cover again, up and down, back and forth. And there's plenty of opportunity under those conditions to shoot, shoot, load, load, as you're dealing with an active shooter situation or a two or three criminals that want to cause harm to your principal that you're protecting in executive protection. And it all comes down to training, where you would hopefully going through combat courses where you have unknown assailants popping up as you're doing a Hogan's Alley walk, for example. Hogan's Alley is a training scenario where you walk down what appears to be a simulated street, and if it's a good course, targets will pop up in different locations randomly, and the target could be a hostile criminal, or it could be an innocent civilian popping up on your left or on your right or straight in front of you, and you've got to make an immediate decision as to whether the target popping up in front of you is a threat or is not a threat. So that's good training. Another form of good training for people to get involved with is paintball. Paintball competition is excellent training. And the federal agencies, they know this. They really, I would, if I got involved in a paintball competition, I would make sure that my name was not on a list of competitors. I would not subscribe to a paintball publication or join a paintball association of any kind, because you're going to definitely be on a list. The FBI and other federal agencies are very interested in who is acquiring these skills. And you will be on the list. I know any number of people in the Patriot community who don't do certain things to avoid being on a list. They say, John, I don't want to be on a list. And I ask them the following. If you ever had a hunting license, you're on a list. You ever had a fishing license, you're on a list. Why a fishing license? Well, this brings up something else. The authorities are interested in people who acquire skills that could be used to oppose them. And anything that gives you independence from the system is something they're interested in, which is why having a fishing license is something they're interested in. Most men and women, most of the time, who engage in fishing also engage in hunting sports. Not always, but most of the time. A scuba diver. There's a skill. They want to know who the scuba divers are. Pilots. Another skill they're interested in. Ham radio operators, obviously. That's a skill they're interested in. There's literally many skills that the federales would like to know who has those skills. Ever had a subscription to Outdoor Life? Yeah, you're probably on the list. Most likely. So don't get too caught up in that. Really. You can paralyze yourself by anguishing over getting on or not getting on a list. And I know men and some women who who will never buy a firearm from a licensed dealer because they don't want to be on the list. They don't want that firearm to be on a list. And some go the extent of never buying from a licensed dealer or a gun store because the government to know that they own firearms. It's paralyzing. Because it cuts down on what you can buy, when you can buy it, and how much you pay. You may be paying a premium price for something that you really don't need to be paying a premium price for, or waiting for months, if not years, to buy what you want because you want to get it from a private transfer as opposed to buying it from a dealer. So, all these things play into it. Personally, I don't worry about it. I've been on multiple lists for decades, going back to the late 1960s. When I was in the Special Forces, I learned very quickly talking to the guys. I was only 21 years old when I got transferred to the 6th Special Forces Group at Fort Bragg. And there were many men there, old enough to be my father, men in their mid to late 40s, 50 or more years old, and they'd all had it with the Vietnam War. Like myself, they'd all done at least one tour, sometimes two or three tours in Vietnam, and they knew, as I knew, that the war was illegal, immoral, unwinnable in the way it was being fought. They knew all those things. And they're all looking forward to one thing, finishing their 20 years, or 25 as the case may be, and getting out of the Army. That's what they're looking for. And I knew that because we spent a lot of time together having these discussions. I even had a discussion with my commanding officer, the colonel in charge of the 6th Special Forces Group, before I left. And one of the things he said to me, he said, John, I have a son older than you. I said, yes, sir, I don't doubt that for a moment. So as a consequence of me giving a speech about what I knew as an intelligence analyst about the Vietnam War, I got on the FBI's radar back then because that was verboten. You can't tell the truth about what's going on. If you tell the truth, well, you come to the attention of the authorities. So I've been on these lists for decades, and it's simply the way it's been. And I'm okay with it. Because I knew I did the right thing for the right reasons. I didn't have a pension or a family to be concerned about when I was in Special Forces. These other men did. That's why they kept quiet. Many of them would have liked to have spoken out, but they had to put the welfare of their wife and children first. And I respect that. Why should they jeopardize the welfare of their wife and children in order to inform the ignorant American public about what's really going on. Why should they do that? Now, that would not have been the right thing to do for them, and I respect that. Me being 21 years old, no career in the Army ahead of me, why not? Go ahead and talk about what I knew. So I got in front of 5,000 people, and I did that. Let's get back to firearms. People that come into the firearms culture from the outside, they have a lot of misinformation, a lot of beliefs that simply aren't based in reality. And I know training people that have never fired a pistol, I sometimes find easier than a man who's been handling pistols for 30 or 40 years and has bad habits that are very difficult to break. I really like working with, typically it's women who don't have bad habits. One woman, a student I had, she had never fired a real pistol, but she had many years experience firing pellet pistols and had good habits because she was trained properly shooting pellet pistols. And she took my 22 pistol that I used for training, and she shot a tighter group than most of the men I've taught over the years. A nice tight, about a 6-inch group, which was very nice for her. Adult quality pellet pistols and adult quality pellet rifles are excellent ways to get a good level of training. You can practice inexpensively. All the parts of marksmanship are the same. The proper hold of the rifle or pistol, the sight picture, breath control, trigger control, they're all the same, whether it's an adult quality rifle or a pellet pistol or a firearm. Everything's the same, except you're not dealing with the recoil or the noise of a firearm. So that certainly takes some of the edge off of it. I know that people of smaller stature have issues with heavy recoil firearms, and I respect that. And I don't typically, people of small stature, I don't steer them towards the heavier caliber magnums because it's just too much. Now, I did personally see the wife of a Vietnamese officer, a Vietnamese woman who was probably 4'11", maybe 5 feet tall at the most, probably weighed 90, 95 pounds. I saw her handle a 1911 just like a pro. At the Vietnamese National Police pistol range one afternoon. We were there doing a little training exercise ourselves, the guys from my outfit in Vietnam. I was impressed. I stood there and watched her, and she handled 1911 like a pro, being about the size of a healthy 11-year-old. 11-year-old American boy, I should say. She did excellent job there. So, looks like we got a call here. We got Mark in Philadelphia. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, John. I've called in. I wanted to ask you, first of all, the question I'm going to ask is related to firearms, but do you know who the largest healthcare provider is in the United States?
The VA, Veterans Administration.
The VA, isn't that interesting? Yeah. Do you think that the VA is actually setting veterans up to be compromised on their right to bear arms?
The VA would not on their own. And what we're talking about is if you have a certain prescription pharmaceutical product, they may restrict your right to own firearms. Is that where that's decided?
Yes.
Well, if they're asked to provide information by a federal agency, they will provide that information, probably. The veterans themselves, right. The veterans themselves need to be cognizant of these laws and make sure they don't get sideways with them.
Right. Well, it's kind of hard to know.
You want to hold on to the break here, Mark?
Yeah, sure. Sure.
Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Okay, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 8th of January. Mark, let's continue with the comments, sir.
Yeah, so for those guys and gals who, veterans who may have needed to get some form of counseling from the VA years ago, in order to get any counseling, you would have to go in and get diagnosed, have a label put on you, and then you would be required to take a medication. And now that's changed a little bit in the last few years from what I understand. But the other interesting thing to note is that the mental health part of the VA, which, by the way, from what I gather, 80% of the veterans that go to any VA facility go for some type of counseling. I don't know if you're aware of that.
I was not aware of that number. No, sir. No.
Get this. Get this, John. So what group is in charge of the mental health clinics? Now, I would have thought it would have been so psychologist, but it isn't. Psychiatrist. So my take on the VA is that they are a front for the pharmaceutical industry, and they put their key people in charge to make the decisions. And those people have a lot of power. If they write down the wrong thing about a person, and that could easily stick where they say this or say that when maybe in fact none of that happened. So I think the VA is compromised by a certain group who've infiltrated the VA management structure. And because they see, I look at it like, you know, they see us as a potential enemy, a potential formidable enemy, and they definitely don't want that to happen. So they have to, you know, vicariously take us down through this kind of method. So and I also want to bring up something I recently heard. Now, as far as one of the issues that a lot of guys have had to deal with is post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, and my understanding is that marijuana actually does deal with the core, some core issues of that, which helps to calm the body so the body can heal from all that trauma, the memories and the nightmares and all of that. So I recently heard that Arkansas was passing or had passed their medical marijuana approval, but restricted veterans from owning firearms if they were prescribed medical marijuana. Had you heard about this?
I have not. How recently did that happen, Mark?
I think that's just going on right now because okay. Arkansas is trying to, you know, with the medical marijuana. I mean, that's across the board. I mean, more, I think a lot of states are doing that kind of thing. So, and it's nothing about, look, I think these plants do have some medicinal value to help the body be calm so that it can heal on its own. I don't think it's about, I don't think smoking marijuana is actually a bad thing, but, you know, and there's a lot of controversy all around all that, but my sense of that also is that it's a, this whole, anybody that would do that could be easily compromised by the federal government, I guess. I don't know. So in other words, if a person had required to or took medical marijuana, they would be setting themselves up to be compromised. Is that your take on that?
Right. I would not put myself in that situation. I would not do it. And it's just risky business. It really is. So yeah.
Well, I appreciate you also saying about these different ways of trying to keep yourself off a list. It's interesting what you said about the fishing license. So, you know, you back up a few steps from that. It's like whoever's orchestrating that, you know, keeping tabs and all of that. It's an enemy behind the scenes that's preparing to do something at some point by compromising us all to
right,
be able to,
right.
to defend and be independent, right? I mean, isn't that what,
right.
what you really
well, here's something
about?
Else. Before you get away, Mark, here's three things the government pays close attention to that makes people financially independent. The ability to make cheese products, tobacco products, and alcohol products, all of which take things that are relatively perishable. Milk goes bad relatively quickly. Tobacco, before it's been processed, doesn't have much value. And alcohol, of course, is made from grains and fruits and becomes portable and valuable once it's been made into mm-hmm. alcohol from various grains and fruits and so forth. The ability to do wow. any of those, or all three of them, would give a person financial independence, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would. Thank you, John. I appreciate
okay.
it. Thank you.
Okay, Mark. Thank you. We got our next caller here is Mike in Idaho. Good morning, Mike. Here's our break. Mike, stay tuned. We'll be back after the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and a mattress pad 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe, I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 8th day of January. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Our project, and ladies and gentlemen, it is truly our project, locating images of continents and new coastlines, continues to move forward. If you locate one, get that image to me, a screen capture, and I will give you the opportunity to get any one of my five DVDs as a thank you. So if you find an image of a continent with new coastlines on a TV show or a movie, get that image to me. The list grew exponentially this past year. I think it's up to about 17 movies and TV shows, and let's double or triple it this calendar year 2018. I picked up a fresh shipment of Energy Cleaners from Tom Berryhill yesterday, so I have them in stock, ready for immediate shipment. Mattress pads are coming in today or tomorrow. Everything should be here for immediate shipment. It's been a great time helping people get these Energy Cleaners, helping them get their life back. Pain will take over your life. In case you don't know it, I'm here to tell you, pain will take over your life. Energy Cleaner will help you mitigate that pain. Only $285 shipping included. Mattress pads vary in price, depending on what you get. And, of course, I take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You send me a check. My address is right there at my website. You can send me a check. My toll-free order line for Energy Cleaners and mattress pads, here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. I should mention before we get to our caller, we were talking about marijuana a moment ago, but hemp oil is something you don't need to worry about. There's no THC in it, but there has great healing qualities. High quality Canaway hemp oil and hemp oil related products are right there at my website, Canaway products, right there on the left side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. All right, we go back to Mike in Idaho. Good morning, sir. What's on your mind?
Been a couple of years since I spoke to you. We talked about the Black Knight satellite, and then yep. I got put on a copper line off the digital, but I can finally talk to you again. So okay. I know you want to get back to firearms, but I had my neurologist here a while back when I was doing an EMG, said they've been to a class, and be careful what I say when I go in for exams because they've been asked to compile certain data on your medical records. And what this gentleman was talking about before me about the VA, a constant question they ask us is, have you lost interest in things you like to do? Da-da-da-da-da. And I keep right. telling them, quit trying to ask me if I'm depressed, because I am not. I know the Lord.
Right.
So
right.
people need to know that when they start asking you, are you losing interest in these things? They started a thing a while back, if you can prove that you've seen a psychiatrist or you're depressed, you may fall on a list that makes you ineligible to own your firearms. So just a caution there.
Okay.
And prior to that, I don't know if you remember when we talked about the Black Knight. I worked at NASA, and we were going to meet down in Boise. You were going somewhere, but I couldn't
right.
make it.
Right.
But as far as getting on a list, we're all on a list, but I live on a gold mine that I own, one of them up here, and I've built a place up here, and it's pretty remote. And last summer, I get this knock Sunday morning on my door, and I look out the door, and there's this little lady standing there, and I, what are you doing? And she says, oh, I'm with the census, but I'm supposed to be looking at this house down somewhere with this, and I can't quite find it. It was obvious, and she had this little car, and my driveway's pretty severe. You got to have a four-wheel drive truck, and she's up here in like a Metro Geo, and she did that to four or five other places in Elk City, saying she was looking for something other place and asking you how to find it. What they were doing is taking the satellite photographs of places that have been built, remote retreats, and finding uh-huh. out what they are. So. So something on that, but the scatter pattern on those 14-inch barrels, John, you know as well as I do, if somebody is used to shotguns and they're going to use one of those for defense, need to practice and train with it so they'll understand the fact that it's going to scatter faster and you can wind up getting some innocent people caught in it if you're not careful.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Every tool has its own place, and that tool has its place also, right?
Yeah. No, I agree with you. My preferred weapon even in the service was a shotgun, but people need to train with them, which you stress all the time, that you've got to train and understand your materials. And the paintball training is outstanding. Of course, that doesn't train you with shotguns, but I live up here where it's close quarters. I have a lot of timber and everything around me, so anything I don't ever think about any long-range shooting because it's not going to happen here. And
right.
so a shotgun
right.
is ideal. I agree with you. I still favor the .45 ACP. That's my preferred handgun, so... Weapons training is important, and beyond that is practice with the weapons you're going to be using and understanding what they do and how they do it.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. All right, Mike, anything else?
No, I just wanted to finally get in because they just got me on the digital and say hi again, and I'll be in and out of the show off and on.
Well, don't be a stranger. We appreciate your call. All right.
All right, John. God bless.
Thank you, Mike. Call number is 800-313-9443. Got a friend of mine. He's a retired intelligence operative police officer. He in his one of his retirement hobbies is putting out a newsletter every day, which is a compilation of various articles published around the world on different topics. And I was just looking at this here, the list of jihad incidents in Europe. They start out with Spain. Four injured in the town of Alaquas, Spain, where a Moroccan Muslim drove his vehicle on a sidewalk. Police ruled out any links to terrorism because the driver was drunk. So the lesson learned is get drunk and you get away with jihad. Then we go to Germany. Berlin police called a Syrian Muslim man deranged after he attacked several people with a knife for no apparent reason at a subway station in New York New Year's Eve. The assailant called one of his victims an infidel before stabbing him. Now, in response, the Germans are doing the right thing, of course. If you do something that's obviously illegal on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter account, you'll be fined in a civil manner, civil fine up to 50 million euros because you offend Muslims. How about that? Austria, two Muslims, age 18 and 12, have been charged with plotting to bomb a Christmas market in Ludwigshafen, Austria. According to reports, the 12-year-old, the direction of the 18-year-old, made a nail bomb which failed to detonate as planned. Ireland, 18-year-old Muslim refugee killed a man and attacked others in Dundalk, Ireland, before attacking police. Irish police still trying to determine the motive. Well, that's pretty clear to me. He wanted to go to Allah and get his 72-9-year-old virgins. Italy, 38-year-old Muslim refugee is charged with attempting to rape a pregnant woman while she was in labor at the St. Eugenia Hospital in Rome. Sweden, explosion from what is believed to be at least one hand grenade ripped through a subway station in Stockholm, injuring at least two people. I think the one man died in that event there. And last but not least, England's recently released crime statistics reveal violent crimes in London have skyrocketed. Murder rates up 27%, robberies up 33%, knife crimes 31%, and rapes 18%. The Muslim mayor of London, who is a Sharia adherent, by the way, has publicly stated that, quote, England needs to learn to live with this kind of behavior from Muslims. Really? I have a lot of listeners in Europe, well, and many in England. And, hey, what are you guys doing to yourselves there? In England, France, and Sweden, and Germany. I have a lot of listeners in Germany, an awful lot. What are you doing to yourselves? I think you need to look at what your neighbors are doing in the Czech Republic, in Poland, in Hungary. Not letting the Muslims in. Wouldn't that be a smart thing to do? Switzerland? They don't let very many Muslims in there. Hardly any. They're doing it right, guys. You folks that live in Spain, in England, in France, in Germany, in Sweden, wake up and smell the coffee. You're killing yourselves, especially Sweden. Now, Sweden may be beyond salvation. I don't know. It's a relatively small country, and you've let in tens of thousands of young men who would just think it's dandy to kill you and proceed to do so. Kill the men, rape the women. Isn't that special? Well, let's get back to firearms. Training, training, training. Trigger time. Now, my primary training as a boy, when I was beginning about 8 years old, I got a Daisy Red Ryder BB gun. It probably got tossed someplace along the way after I joined the Army. I don't know what happened to it. It was very worn out. I broke the plastic stock and handmade a wood stock to replace it. I broke the loading gate off. It keeps the BBs from falling back out. My dad soldered on the loading gate back onto it for me. The bluing was so worn off that I attempted to re-blue it, which more or less was successful. I literally shot tens of thousands of BBs through the Daisy Red Ryder. Literally tens of thousands. I would spend a week with my maternal grandmother out in the country, not far from where I'm living, by the way. And I would load up on BBs before. I didn't have the big bulk bottles that they got now, but they had tubes that would hold maybe 500, and I would probably get maybe 10 or 12 of them before I would go to visit with my grandmother, and I would have them all shot up by the time I returned. And I got pretty good with that. The Daisy Red Ryder was not much of a pellet rifle. Primitive sights, very poor quality trigger. Of course, it's a BB gun, smoothbore BB gun, shooting steel BBs. But I, given all the deficiencies of that primitive little pellet BB rifle, I got pretty proficient with it to the point where I could shoot dragonflies while they were flying. They would be flying, they would stop for a moment to do that hovering thing they do like a helicopter, and bang, I could get it while it was stopped there momentarily. Good training. Excellent training. At one point, I even had a telescopic sight I put on there, and it was specifically made for the Daisy, and it must have cost maybe $3 or $4. Talk about primitive. Oh, my goodness. It was primitive. It didn't last long before I broke the crosshairs, and they fell to the bottom of the scope. So I literally took the scope apart and took a couple of pieces of my hair from my head to make crosshairs out of human hair, glued them into the mechanism, put it all back together, and I was back in action with my little telescopic sight on my Daisy Red Rider, so I could get more accurate in my marksmanship there. I was so proud when I got my first firearm. It wasn't much. I didn't know very much about guns. A Mossberg 20-gauge bolt-action shotgun. Now, talk about primitive. It had a two-shot detachable magazine, adjustable choke, and I was so proud of that that I actually had a real firearm. My parents trusted me with a real firearm, and I would ride the bus from St. Louis to my grandmother's place, and her and my grandfather would be waiting there to pick me up at the bus station, and I'd carry my shotgun with me in a gun case on the bus with me. I felt so grown up. I was, about 12 years old, I guess, to be traveling alone on the cross-country bus and with my shotgun and my little suitcase of my extra clothes and so forth. I felt so grown up doing that. And it was good for a young man. Very good. Continental Trailways from St. Louis, Missouri to Potosi, Missouri. I'm not so sure I would do that with a youngster today. Could a youngster even do that today? Travel alone on a public bus with a shotgun and a gun case cross country? Probably not. It was no big deal back then. That's simply the way it was. That was simply the way it was. I would get down there and spend my week and travel back to St. Louis, either on the bus or with my mother may come down and pick me up. I don't recall specifically how that worked out. It was a great experience. I was in my element, being able to run all day out in the woods, go squirrel hunting with my grandfather, go fishing with my grandfather, and hang out at the Western Auto with him. It was just in my element, I should say. And of course, he let me shoot his firearms. He had a .22 revolver, you know, 12-gauge Ithaca pump-action shotgun. He let me shoot those. And I was so proud to be able to shoot that pistol. I was very careful to be very safe with it. He taught me all the proper safety procedures with firearms. And I got pretty proficient with a .22 pistol. And, of course, later on I had my own pellet pistol, a 177 caliber pellet pistol. We used a CO2 cartridge, semi-automatic. One I had before that was just a cock action. You cock it and shoot one round at a time. That was a big deal for a boy back then. And most young American males, I would say the overwhelming majority, had BB guns and pellet pistols and pellet rifles back there in that period of time. And many of us got real firearms at relatively young ages. Anywhere from 8 years old to 12 years old was pretty common. That's simply the way it was. Out here where I live, it's still the way it is. Young boys and girls do start shooting at around 6 or 7 years old. And they have a special youth season in Missouri for deer hunting where boys and girls 8, 9, 10 years old will get their first deer. And that's a big deal out here. Deer hunting out here is a very important time in the Ozarks. Many small businesses shut down because the owners are going deer hunting. They're not going to run their little business. Many other businesses may as well shut down because so many employees are missing work or coming in late or leaving early to go deer hunting. Most deer hunting is done right at the break of daylight. It's still legal to hunt at night. And the majority of deer hunting is done at the break of dawn, where the deer hunter will attempt to get to their hunting location before the sun comes up and be there silently waiting for the deer to walk past once day breaks. That's deer hunting in the Ozarks. Get to a quiet, good location where the deer are going to be walking past. Get there before daylight, wait for the deer to walk past, and take it out with your... We have several different seasons here. We got firearm season, black powder season, and the bow and arrow season, archery season, along with the youth season. Here's our break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 8th day of January, first live Monday show of the year, I should say. Off to a new year here. Looks like I'll have a speaking engagement in Dallas. It will be in March. We'll get details posted the next to last weekend of March in Dallas. I'll get the details there when we get them posted when we're ready. I'll be speaking in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, probably in 3 or 4 months out. I don't know how far out. It'll be open to the public, I'm pretty sure, once that's ready to go. Working with Ted in Hawaii. Ted talks like he wants to bring me there for a speaking engagement in Hawaii. A gentleman named Ludovic in the Netherlands talks like he might want to bring me to the Netherlands to speak this year also. And we shall see. If it happens, it'll be my second trip to Europe. I was there in July, being awarded the Prague Peace Prize, of course. Before I forget, I'll be on with Mr. Stattmiller this evening at 6 p.m., myself and Vince Finelli. We have a special announcement. I don't want to steal the thunder from Mr. Stattmiller, but tune in at 6 p.m. tonight. Mr. Stattmiller, myself, Vincent Finelli, we will all be there with a special announcement for something that Republic Broadcasting is going to be doing. That'll be a fun hour. I'm looking forward to it. I don't have time for another caller right now. We'll be back tomorrow with open lines. I believe the first hour, Leon Green will be with the second hour. He has to take off early for a training event he's involved with. Wednesday, we should have Professor McCanny with us. Thursday, we hope Tim Spencer. Tim is undergoing a medical procedure himself that is, I think, wrapped up today. And, of course, Friday, we'll have Tom Berryhill with Emergency Communications, and Dr. Phil Myers will be talking about health-related matters with Dr. Myers. Never know, there could be a special guest pop up. I just finished reading a book written by one of my neighbors about his experience with the first calf in Vietnam. I haven't met him yet, but I will be meeting him this week, I believe. And we may have him come on and talk about his book. Excellent book, very well done. It'll be a full week, as always. If you feel moved in your heart to make a donation to Republic Broadcasting, please do so. It would help. We have equipment that is worn out and needs to be replaced. We have other bills that need to be paid. So if you do feel moved in your heart, please consider making a donation to Republic Broadcasting. It'll help us all. In the meantime, maintain your situational awareness and work on your preps. New Year ahead of us. It's a great time to make plans and then carry out those plans. That's what we do the first year of year. And just be diligent and be resourceful. Be dedicated to achieving those goals, and you will achieve them. Absolutely, you will. But it does take diligence. It takes dedication. It takes focus. I should mention before we get away here the excellent book, The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy. Great book. It will help you gain that clarity and focus. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
This is